Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does being a millionaire still hit the way it used to?
Not in the Bay Area.
I mean, being a millionaire, you still got like another million on that mortgage.
Yeah, not in the Bay Area.
What are we doing?
Not in the Bay Area.
You know who I know is a millionaire?
Who's that?
Because he just walks like he's the million-dollar man.
Oh, it's Brian Scalabrine.
Brian Scalabrine.
He's got full of money. He's got that NBC money. He's got that Celtics money, the Odyssey money. I'm not trying to be in his pockets, but, you know, he's rolling nice. What's up, Scal?
You know, I stay rich with poor thoughts.
That's my guy
that think I'm about to lose it all.
I'm going to have to steal it out with Scal. That is a good one. We still acting frugal. Yeah, no doubt. I call it balling on the budget. You know what I'm saying? Balling on the budget. Brian Scalabrine, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider Calls are presented by Hey Man. A new podcast from Kenny Mayne. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports music and everywhere else. Download Hey Man on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Scal, so good to hear from you. Saw you last time at Boston, of course, as the Warriors win that series in six. Before we get into NBA free agency and what the Celtics might do and what the Warriors might do, just what is the aftermath of the series loss for the Celtics out there in Boston? What's the vibe out there in Boston after they lost in six in a very good NBA Finals, I thought?
Yeah, that there's levels to superstardom, and, you know, there's like the Jason Tatum is a star. Like, I know a lot of people, he said, I don't know why I'm not a superstar, whatever it was. But he's a star, but Steph Curry is an all-time great. And I thought game four was one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen. I've been a part of this league since 2001. Every year I've been a part of this league, whether it's broadcasting, playing, coaching, whatever. And, you know, like, it's probably good for Tatum and Brown to see that. And I know a lot of people are looking at the Celtics like, oh, man, if they just had a point guard, it'd be better. Like, no, man, like the best player's got to be the best if you're going to win a championship. You want to say, like, oh, if they have a point guard, then they can win a few more regular season games. But to get over that hump, you know, you had Steph Curry and you saw Klay Thompson 100% about that life. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green, who struggled, was 100% about that life in game five and six. And those guys know how to win and they know how to, like, capture the moment. The Celtics are learning how to win and learning how to capture the moment. And at the end, when all the dust settles and you can look at what the Celtics did, the Warriors, it all came down to those three guys were incredible, and they made incredible plays, and they knew how to come out of a timeout and take their defense to another level, and they understood the severity of each offensive possession. And I think that was the difference between, you know, Steph Curry hosting that fourth championship and the Celtics just kind of wondering, like, how do we get back to this place again?
Now that we've had like almost 2 weeks to kind of let it digest, how big is that championship for Steph Curry specifically?
Huge.
Because it's just you referenced game four. I was there at game four. I went to game three. I told Bonte, I think game four is one of the greatest wins in Warrior history outside of the closeout games. Yeah. And just as in terms of an individual performance, I think that one's going to live in infamy forever. So now that you've had some time to kind of digest this, how do you think this championship lasts?
You know how people now I don't know why they use the word cemented, like, oh, Steph Curry's legacy is cemented. And you can say that about the floor of his legacy. You could say the and I'm not one of these guys. I thought he should have won MVP of the finals and their first championship.
Thank you.
Same.
Kevin Durant came, and, you know, it was over at that point. Like, no one was beating that team. I mean, we can right. We all play pretend as the media and as the season went along. We talked about this team and that team. Oh, wow, this guy. But we were all playing pretend. Like, they were unbelievable. No one – I mean, I was high on the Warriors all year because I thought that with the NBA making the adjustment to physicality – you know, everyone thinks, well, you just got to get big physical defenders. And I always was saying, like, ball movement is how you counter physicality. Mm. You know, when you get big guys on the move, guys want to put their hands on you. And it's, when you're going isolation, you know, big, strong physical defenders can rough you up. But not when you're moving off the ball and relocating in the way that the Warriors play. Now, I didn't know that I knew Klay Thompson would be back. I didn't know that he would get improved the way he improved throughout the playoffs. But going back to Curry gave them, in game four, like, he won that game for them. So that's a different series if the Celtics go up
3-1. Oh, that was a series, Scout. I thought the winner of that game was going to win the series.
And Draymond was struggling.
Yep.
Like, he was, and Draymond is one of those guys I call, like, he, as the game is unfolding, there's people out there that participate, and there's people out there that impact. Mm. Draymond Green finds ways to impact with his mind. He's like, okay, where is their weakness at? Where am I going to attack? And he just to be honest, like, he wasn't finding that. And I've seen him many times before play and say, all right, here we go. I know what I need to do. Just like you could watch him in 5 and 6. Like, he knew how to win that series. But Steph Curry, single-handedly, in my opinion, with remarkable shots that you would think are terrible shots, and what are you doing as you're getting bucket after bucket after bucket, he single-handedly won that game, which in turn won the series for them. And so when you talk about cemented legacy, yeah, sure, you want to cement his floor, but his ceiling is still up for grabs, and he could still continue to climb, and he has done that. And I wouldn't put it past me if the guy takes it to a completely another level next year. And obviously people are going to be more prepared. There's always that gap when people close the gap on the Warriors when they first came out. People, mm-hmm. what the hell is this? And then the gap closed. I think people will close that gap, but still doesn't mean, I still think the Warriors could be the favorite coming out of the West.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're talking to NBA champ Brian Scalabrine, of course, does a lot of good work with NBC as Boston, calls a lot of Celtic games. Of course, has a show, radio show, Sirius XM radio with Frank Isola, our buddy
Frankie Ice
out there on Sirius XM radio, of course. Scout, when you look at the Warriors and you bring up Curry and whether or not they'll be the favorites next year, who right now would be the biggest threat to the Warriors? Let's just start with the Western Conference, because I think the East, Boston, if they make a couple tweaks, they'll be back. Milwaukee will be back with Middleton being healthy. But out West, who could threaten the Warriors? Because what's crazy to me is that they haven't lost a series in the Western Conference since Steve Kerr became head coach.
Wait, is that true?
That's true. They haven't lost a series out West.
They didn't make the play-in. That's right.
Yep, they didn't make the play-in, yeah.
Yeah, I think Clipper health. Like, wouldn't you say? I think you guys got to admit that. That roster's nasty.
We just don't know what you're going to get from Kawhi.
100%.
Right? But, yes, I agree.
Health is a big deal, right? It's a big deal. So if the Clippers are healthy, they're going to be really good. They have positional versatility. Mm-hmm. They have young guys that they could trade and get a piece if when this, you know, everyone thinks they're going to win the championship now, but as the season unfolds, you know, things start to look a little bit differently. So I think Clipper health is a really good team. Denver is another one, like kind of a wild card. But I'm not high on the Suns next year, especially with this DeAndre Ayton thing going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not high on the Lakers next year. You know, Dallas will be another one, like whatever happens with Jalen Brunson and what they do. Obviously, Luka is a force, but it does feel like to me when it comes to the Warriors, like you have to beat them as a team. Like if they can beat the almighty great LeBron James, the individual, they can beat anybody on the individual side. So the teams that I look at, like the Clippers, could be a deep roster that can attack you from different planes. Another team like that would be the Denver Nuggets. Like, Denver Nuggets are going to play team basketball. I don't know what, like, I've never been a fan of Michael Porter Jr., mm-hmm. you know, coming in, like I don't know how he got $200 million, but he did. Like, watching him play, I'm not sure, like, what type of game that he has that he helps out with the Nuggets, but, you know, Jokic is obviously a problem. Jamal Murray can close out. So that'd be another team. Like, Jokic is a beast. So, like those teams that I look at, like, all right, they can have a chance. The Memphis Grizzlies could be good. You know, they're young, and they probably learned a lot.
Did you hear what Draymond said about them, Scout? That, you know, they're kind of just oblivious to the big moment. And unless they grasp that, I think there's some truth to that.
Well, you know how, like teams that, like when they lose to a series, don't say, hey, man, if we would have had Ja, we would have beat y'all. Like, that's not how this thing works, right? And I just think, I agree. I think they are oblivious to the moment. And they're, like, forget the Warriors series, which they're playing some all-time greats. they were oblivious to the moment in the Minnesota series. But those guys are not all-time great. So, Memphis has some stuff to learn, but I like their style. I like the way they play. They move it well. They attack in different positions. They believe that they're champions. So, they could be good. Pelicans could be a sneaky team. Like, Zion's a force. Who knows if he's healthy? But, yeah, I mean, it is the Warriors kind of like to lose. If they stay healthy, obviously Draymond Green continues to play at a high level. I'm sure if there was a box to check, you would check the Steph Curry box.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably check the Klay Thompson box, and the Draymond Green box is still kind of up in the air. Like, is he going to be good enough to win you know the four games in a Western Conference Finals series or whatever it is? But yeah, I mean, the favorite, and then the team that's really sneaky is the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, the Celtics really took advantage of Middleton being out. Them being healthy, they're just big, strong, and physical. And they have a guy that is an absolute menace. Like, the way that he was playing, Giannis was playing against the Celtics was absolutely next level. So, yeah, those are the teams out there. I don't know what they make of Brooklyn. I don't know what to make of whatever Kevin Durant ends up or stayed. I have no idea. But those right now would be the favorites.
Scal, you're watching this team with a fine tooth comb, and I'm saying to myself, God, they could just use a little bit of size, right? And we don't know what Kuminga's going to do next year. I mean, a lot of people are very excited about him. We have no idea what James Wiseman's going to do. But if you could add an element or two to this Warrior team that you think is their biggest weakness, what would that element be?
Those guys have to play. You can look far and wide all you want, but Kuminga, Wiseman, Moses Moody, they have to contribute next year. And they have to contribute during the regular season, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be a nothing in the regular season. Those guys have to play. They have to contribute. They have to be good. So unless you're trading those three, it's unheard of what the Warriors did last year.
Yes.
To have those young draft picks, and they still won a championship with those guys like sitting on deck. But all the attention and energy, and you guys should be really happy. I don't know how happy you were about the Kenny Atkinson move.
Oh, we're thrilled.
We're thrilled.
So you guys get it. You get it. Like those guys, they need to play. They need to contribute, and you need to start managing Curry, Thompson, Draymond Green, managing their minutes, and those guys have to perform. So if those guys don't perform, let's say one of them doesn't, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if two of them are non-players – and they can't play in the playoffs, at least all the way up until the finals. You want to say, like, Wiseman has to play. Kevon Looney is playing too many minutes. Like,
yeah, no doubt.
He
plays every game. He plays too many minutes. So, like, that's – I wouldn't be looking anywhere else. I would definitely sign Gary Payton, though. And Jordan Poole could be extended, but not – he's not free, so you'll still have him. But I would sign Gary Payton. I would sign Otto Porter. I think those guys are valuable. And I would make sure that I put all my energy and focus on those young players. It is like the most important thing for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, for those three guys to develop.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You said what they did was unprecedented, because I was going through the 2003 draft. We were laughing about the Warriors taking Mikal Petras, but I'm looking at all these guys drafted, and there's so many Hall of Famers. But the one guy, Darko, sat on the bench for Detroit, and I'm saying to myself, well, he was around all these winners and these highly competitive dudes, and it was such a good team, and yet he did nothing. Maybe he just is an outlier and he stinks. Can these young guys, can they really learn something while being in this environment but not really playing like they did this year? Is there some tangible benefit for them?
So I'm not really a believer in that kind of stuff. Like, I believe in the game. And I know this, like, if James Wiseman sets a pin down for Steph Curry, there's a good chance that two dudes are going to run at Steph Curry
yes.
and get a wide open dunk.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to game, like, Jonathan Kuminga could be so valuable playing with those guys. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, Gary Payton did it. He was phenomenal at it. See, like, kick it to Payton, Payton flips it back to Curry. Gary Payton fakes the flip back and drives to the basket.
Yes.
Gets out and runs in transition when everyone's scrambling around trying to get to Curry on the three-point line. So it's just like, I know these guys have their whole life probably have the ball in their hands and go make a play and all that, but you have like a golden ticket. The golden ticket in the NBA, and I'm speaking from a guy who is not necessarily an NBA player. I'm a fringe NBA player that my life can go one way or another. So I got there, and I realized I played with Jason Kidd, and it became super simple for me. On the missed shot, sprint the floor. Be ready. If Jason throws it to you, he's already made the decision for me. Just elevate and go finish, right? If I cut and he throws me the ball, I don't have to stop and look at the basket. Like, all these things are benefits because I had to say, when I play with him, I don't have to make those decisions. Those decisions are already made for me, like a great quarterback. Well, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they're like taking a lot of pressure off of you. So you just have to learn how to adapt a little bit and go out there and play that way. Become a great cutter. By the way, the Warriors are one of the best cutting teams in the NBA. Yep. They drive baseline, that wing cuts. They drive middle, that baseline cut. Like, you just like master that, study that, practice that, get used to that, practice that way in practice. And even think about it this summer. Don't go and say, oh, I'm going to work on my pick and roll. Like, become a master at your craft on your team with what you have. You do that, you commit to that. They're freaks of nature. They should be able to figure it out. But it takes a commitment from them and almost like a selflessness from them and saying, like, I'm with some all-time greats. I need to adapt to what they're doing.
Well, Andrew Wiggins adapted as we're talking to Brian Scalabrine here on the Morning Rose. How about Andrew Wiggins? And think about his reputation when he got traded to the Golden State Warriors, a trade that nobody really wanted to touch and take on that contract where he's making 30-plus a year. He's going to make $33 million next season. But now people are talking about extending him out here on the West Coast. Andrew Wiggins, how surprised were you to see him perform at that level throughout the postseason?
Well, the thing is, when that trade happened, I was never a fan of D'Angelo Russell playing with those guys, like Steph and Clay. So right away, I'm like, dude, you got a pick and you got it? That's a win. And you won that trade. Now, the fact that he became not only a guy that you can count on, but a guy that impacted winning on such a high level, that to me, I'll give Andrew Wiggins the credit for doing the work, but I'll give the Golden State Warrior coaching staff most of the credit for going out there and saying, this is who you are. We need you to be this. And at times, you're watching Wiggins in Minnesota. You act like, he acts like he doesn't care.
Right.
There are times when his body language is the same, but he's out there like dunking on people and locking people up. So I give them a lot of credit, and he's figured it out, like you just said. Like that's it, and that's big. Like, I'm not sure they win a championship without him. No. And that was a guy that give it all. Go back to Bob Myers when they lost Kevin Durant. Bob didn't sit there and cry into a towel. He's like, well, give me D'Lo. I'll take that salary slot. And look what he did with that salary slot. So great move by him. And yeah, you're right. Wiggins is definitely deserving. Like, I know that Jason Tatum is a stud, man. I watch him every night. He did not want that smoke, at least in the NBA Finals.
No, game 4 and 5, Wiggins was special. Before we get you out of here, anything that's going to surprise us all in NBA free agency? Obviously, Kyrie Irving opts back into Brooklyn. We'll see what happens with that situation, whether or not Ben Simmons actually plays an NBA game this year. We're all waiting to see that trio. Russell Westbrook opts in to the LA Lakers, making $47 million. Lakers try to figure things out. What is going to shake? Is Bradley Beal going to move? Is there going to be any big-time movement during this free agency period that starts 6 o'clock Eastern?
I'm not sure about any big-time like free agent. I don't know about trades or anything like that. I don't think it's going to move the needle like it has in the past. But I do think that, you know, Brunson, it seems like he's going to end up with the Knicks, even though Miami Heat started a meeting with him. I think there'll be a lot of like auxiliary moves out there that just people are like, oh yeah, I like that move. That could help them, and that could end up paying off dividends later on in the future. But I don't think this is going to be like a LeBron James year or anything like 2010 or anything like that. But I think the biggest move is Steph Curry hosting the ESPYs, right?
Yes.
Like, that's going to be awesome. Now, is he going to say jokes about other NBA players? That's the question. Now, you guys take a poll on that.
Well,
will Steph Curry make fun of other NBA players?
It'll be dad jokes.
It may be dad jokes, but will he make fun of Draymond Green, who seems to be doing all these podcasts? That's what everybody's waiting to see.
Or will he make fun of like a Kyrie Irving? You know, like will he go like a Zion Williamson who didn't play? Like, will he make fun of NBA players at all? Like, that's where I wonder, because he is an active player. He ain't retired anymore.
Right.
He's just got to go against these guys.
As long as he doesn't get slapped like Chris Rock or our guy Jock Peterson on the field, I think we're okay with it.
And I think like that we lost Scal.
What happened there?
What a walk-off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.